Perfect.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
We're good.
Okay, this is the June 11th, 2018 Law Enforcement Advisory Committee. Steve, would you take roll call, please?
Okay, Chairman Whitman.
Here.
Eric Reynolds.
Yep.
Richard Murd.
Yo.
Mayor Pro Tem Rossini.
Here.
Jay Wasserman, Ruben Ibarra, and Tom Dodge, and Lieutenant Rich are not here, nor Wayne Zizel are here. So that's it. We've got a quorum.
All right. So public comments, seeing no public members of the public here. We'll move on to approval from the April 9th meeting.
They're attached.
Does anyone need a copy of the minutes? Take a few moments to review them, and we'll see where it goes here.
Attention to detail.
Absolutely. Not getting that from me. I'm good.
Good. I'm good too.
Okay. Can I get a motion to approve?
I motion that.
Second?
Second.
All right. Minutes are approved. All right, so let's go to our regular business items, which I don't think we're going to be able to cover a whole lot since we don't have...
I can cover the first one, the transients.
Okay, transients, all right.
Judge Carter has called a settlement hearing of all parties on this Wednesday, June 13th. He's asked the mayors and city managers of all 34 cities. The ACLU will be there, the Catholic worker who's also sued, the county will be there, etc. So his concern is that there is a site identified in one of each of the service areas, north, central, and south. And if not, he has indicated that he will side with the Court of Appeal and basically put a TRO on the ban on camping ordinances. So that's his thing. He's written it up, so he's ready to roll. So the question is there anything identified? Fullerton, we're in the north service area. Fullerton has identified a site on the border there, which they're in their belief. Fullerton is, I mean, the site is an improvement over what's there right now. So putting homeless would be a step up.
That's a good call.
And so they're and there's going to be money, so it'll be organized and structured. So they're ready to roll with it. The question is going to be funding, and they're going to look to the county. So there's a lot of the issue on for the north is really going to be the funding. Now what Judge Carter has said is he will be surgical in applying the TRO. In other words, if the North is doing their thing, they're doing their thing, they go on. If they're not, boom. We'll see. Santa Ana, and I'm not saying anything that is not in the news, Santa Ana has filed a suit against all 33 other cities, but they have only served one city, and that's by accident. They have not actually served anybody else. Nor do they intend to. They'd ask the court for an extension. Normally, once you file something, you only have 90 days to serve everybody. Well, they've asked for another 90 days so they can see what sort of develops. Because they recognize.
What are they suing for?
They're going on. It's got to be a federal offense, so they're claiming the Fourth Amendment and I want to say the Ninth Amendment are violated, equal treatment and cruel and unusual punishment. For the homeless, are being treated in Santa Ana differently than they're treated elsewhere. That's what it's a very weak argument, and I don't want to go into because I don't know legally what it is. Right. But they do feel that what Santa is trying to do is bring everybody into the game. They're not really looking to get everybody. They're just trying to get them in the game. The real resistance is coming from South County, and South County is kind of like, we don't have a homeless problem. We're not going to deal with it.
So they need to go down to Laguna Hills.
Yeah.
There's a homeless problem.
The judge is really saying the same thing. Irvine, you got a problem.
Yeah.
Laguna, you got a problem.
Oh yeah.
So he's of that opinion. He's not. He recognizes North County's done their thing. You know, between Fullerton or whatever. The other thing he wants is when Fullerton closes, the armories are going to close in Santa Ana and Fullerton, he wants some replacement so people aren't just out. So again, Fullerton is stepping up. The question is money, and that's going to be a problem. We'll know more Wednesday, but my gut feel is they'll probably develop sites, and in the north, they'll probably say everybody's going to pay a pro rata share. Now, interestingly enough, I ran into Spencer the other day because I drive home through Placentia, and he says a majority of the calls in Placentia are homeless, The problem is they don't have anything they can do with them. They just, right. What do you do with them? You can't take them anywhere.
Right.
So he says, that's the issue. So if they have beds, that's what they're looking for. And I suspect that's what Carter's looking
for. Assuming they want to go to a bed.
But right. you don't have anywhere to take them otherwise. You can't, yeah. You know, unless you can then find something else.
This way, they're basically saying you can, law enforcement, you can now take them from
yes.
point A to a homeless shelter.
If yes. the people yeah. want to go.
We actually had somebody show up today. That's
if they don't want to go, then it'd yeah. be
they
a 207,
yeah.
you know?
They don't want to go, then
first
would,
person they would.
And they're not breaking the law, then you just, you know.
Well, but here's the deal, and Judge Carter has said this to the ACLU. Look, if there's an available bed you don't want to go, then the city can enforce an anti-camping ordinance because you've got options.
Good.
So that's good. His perspective.
Okay,
that's
well, I like that.
That's fair.
At least he's coming.
They weren't
up with
doing that before.
Yeah, well,
they were trying to abolish all the anti-camping. They're all the camping.
No, I think that if the judge sticks to what he says he's going to do, and he says if you identify three places, which I feel we should not have to pay for anyway, but whatever, it's all a different argument. If you have those three spots, they're identified, and that they don't want to go, then hey, either you've got to go, you're going somewhere,
you can't do what you're
doing. Camping
you can't, yeah, you can't.
And if you refuse, that hopefully that each department has their own way of tracking refusals, and if they've already refused. Right. You know, at least you can write it down and keep it as a refusal.
He yeah. wants
it should be a citation, actually.
What yeah. he wants is candidly, he wants each like the general, like Fullerton had, let them have Anaheim Fullerton have homeless liaison officers, guys who specialize in this stuff, mm-hmm. and not just somebody who walk. You know, the regular patrol beat right. guy isn't walking up there saying, "I'm going to try and figure." You know,
right.
but somebody who knows
of,
how to deal with it.
It's a waste of cops' time if you unless you can just get one guy to do it.
Yeah, so they're trying. That's the other thing he kind of wants. So he wants a more ordered approach to it, and that's where it's going to go. Wednesday we'll see. Where it ends.
Hey, is okay. that Dave Carter?
Yes.
And I used to go before him three or four times a month.
Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah, he's way out there on this one, though. He's he's a little bit out there.
He was great for us. Jeez.
He's a distinguished Marine from Vietnam. Great career, but he's taken this issue and really kind of run with it. Mm-hmm. And as a federal judge, they're in there for life.
Yeah.
They have, so he can do what he wants to do, and he is. So, I mean, he's trying to solve the problem, so I'll give him credit.
But. Yeah, I'll give him credit for the fact that he is trying to solve it. He's covering his angles, and he's actually probably listening to everybody, what it sounds like. Whether or not we all agree we should be paying for the homeless to...
Yeah, well, that's a whole nother discussion.
That's a whole nother argument.
So, we'll know more, but in just for the record, Villa Park has not, nor do they, typically enforce anti-camping ordinances. We don't have to because... The guys they find here on this thing are either...
They move along.
Well, or they're publicly inebriated or other issues that you can deal with, right?
Yeah, I've seen a little uptick. I've seen Benzie out doing a lot of stops. I've seen... there's another guy. I don't really know who he is. And I know he's not here every day on PM shift. But I've seen Benzie multiple times in the last couple of weeks. Like, maybe they're stepping it up a little bit, making stops and stuff.
Anyway, that's it for transients.
Okay. All right. Any crime stats? Anything get passed on to you on that?
The last one we got, the mayor heard at the council meeting, in which case I said, I think he said, Mayor Pro Tem, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but he said they were dropping. And he gave us the April stats, and I think they were lower.
Crime,
with no accuracy, though.
My understanding is crime is down and that enforcement is up significantly, at least from a... the part one crimes are down year over year, and that's been relatively consistent month over month. And then on the traffic side, I think collisions are down.
Traffic citations are up significantly. 47 citations in 1 month, which for Villa Park is pretty heavy.
And a few parking
citations.
Yeah,
it's double what we normally saw.
You know, as much as we would rather get somewhere with a kind word, you know, it's... unfortunate
that I'm not a big huge fan of the parking citations.
I'm
also not a big fan of people parking in stupid spots either. So
right,
I mean,
and that's the
well,
issue.
Well, no, citations 47 moving citations.
No, I know. And he was saying there's parking citations were up.
Yeah, and it's only a few. It's only a few parking citations from what I understand. If I heard the
most
correctly.
Of them were over on Nichols, where there were students parking half right. on sidewalk and ever.
Is that the Nichols?
Benzie was out there with his ruler.
That one's a little bit of a rough spot. I mean,
being in a school area and the fact that we're trying to do some stuff in that area, then
I don't understand the need for the actual parking there. That's why I don't.
Well, here, as I understand it, and Steve, feel free to correct me if I'm either out of line or talking about something I shouldn't. It's my understanding that either the high school and or the middle school both prefer students not, well, in this case, middle school students don't drive, but they do not want parking there. There's two reasons for that. Number one, just traffic, sight lines, being able to get vehicles around the schools coming and going. And then number two, especially for the high school, if the kids park off campus, their vehicles are what? Not subject to, they feel that they have better control over their students and what their students are doing if they're parked on campus.
Yeah, I know the cars.
And they don't pay for a parking pass either.
And then
there's that. Well, I agree. I even hate to even say this, but I kind of agree with that area being a not parking, only because I drive it every day, and only because it's very congested, and it actually causes a problem there. Yeah. And I don't see the need. The parking lot is empty. I drive through the high school parking lot onto that street, and there's plenty of parking in the parking lot. There's no need to park cars there. And I see the same cars parking there every day. So I know it's kids.
We're looking right now at potentially coming to the council with a recommendation that one of the curbs be designated no parking.
Yeah,
one side.
The east curb should definitely be.
And that's it, and what
along
Benzie
Taft?
Was out there. No, the one
no,
the Nichols.
Nichols.
North of Taft.
Oh, gotcha. If you make the
They're stacked.
Oh yeah.
If you make the west curb line no parking, it does absolutely no good.
That's the resident.
You either
that's
do both
she,
or
she
the
wants
east.
The resident wants that on that side.
Oh, there's one resident. Oh yeah.
She wants it because she's trying to sell her house and she wants to
help. Well, I definitely can see that, but that's, you know, that's a waste of time.
Well,
that's
but Benzie was out because what they do is they park half on the sidewalk
right.
and half on the
right.
in the thing. So there's a curb, you know. So he gets out there with a ruler. He's going up and down.
I've seen him out there, poor guy. But I believe that. is that why it is? See now, and that in my opinion is
well. But the one
that
the
in my
one
opinion,
side,
I don't like that particular part of it. I believe that if we think that's a problem, then we should just end the problem. And ending the problem truly, which is you guys know, I'm not for no parking, and I'm not for messing with all the parking because. It's a pain. It's a pain what they've done by the schools because of based on what residents say. I understand that those residents are by a school, but also I understand that they bought the house by the school. So there's a lot of problems over there with the baseball and all the things that go on. Obviously, I'm there for baseball. Obviously, my kids go there. He's there. It's very difficult to get to a parking spot over there, and it kind of sucks because people are forced to cross streets at different angles. Not forced. They do it on because they're parked everywhere, right? So I'm not a big fan of it, but on that street, I do see the problem. I see, obviously, the person that lives there doesn't want that. But if you, like I said before, I knew that. The east side of that is the only one that should really be done. If you're going to choose one, it's pointless, the west side. The east side's where everyone's turning in. It's
right.
just constant flow of people. The other ones are going in, out, and then up. So there's, if you're going to do something and you did it on the west side of the street, then you can definitely see you're doing it for one lady, right? You're doing it for one house, where it's not really solving the problem because it's actually
Hello.
A whole thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, he did. Yeah, we're good. All right, thanks, man. Captain Puckett. 100 Acre Fire at San Diego. And
oh, yeah, I was just going to tell you guys that.
So, anyway, so he was just making sure that we were updated.
That's cool. Good.
That's cool. Nice. We're good.
So that's my two cents on that.
So we're evaluating that, whether or not we can, you know, now, so you know, Dr. Miller from the high school wants them sighted, and he wants the street on the east side, no parking.
So people coming out. So people coming
sense.
Off Taft, and they make the left or right on a Nichols,
the
then they park right along there.
Right.
Yeah.
And
oh,
it really,
it's packed. It's packed until about 2 o'clock.
Yes. Yes.
And then it probably backs up along the curb on along Taft, and for people wanting to make a right turn.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea to have parking on the
and
side.
And it gets into the bike lane.
Yep.
You get into everything.
Well, if they're
going to
make
there
it no parking, then they should
well.
Make. If they're going to make it no parking, they should just make it a no stopping at any time. So they can't even make it a drop.
Well, that's
point.
What we kind of want to figure out exactly what we want to put in.
Just make it a no stopping at any time. Then that way, I
think a no parking on the weekdays is fine.
See, you have,
and then put
student,
a time.
They
no
have student drop
anytime.
Off on Taft, on both sides of Taft.
It's so
there is drop off loading zones on both sides. You don't have to turn up Nichols to drop your kids off.
Correct.
So the people that park along there drop kids off to go to the high school, or are they dropping off to go to Sarah Villa?
They drop
both?
Sarah Villa.
Well, they're both. They're both.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So going south, right, they're dropping off at the corner. So the drop-off, taking away the drop-off part of it.
If they're going south, though, then you'd have then there would be the west side of the street that would be effective, right? Yeah.
Going north, it's kids.
Yeah. True, but the impacted part is really the east side.
Yeah, the east side, which is kids from the high school.
It's 80% more.
Yeah, I haven't been up that way.
And it's actually closer to park there for a kid. Dr. Miller.
To go to Sarah Villa.
It's closer for the kids to park on, for the high school kids to park on Nichols on the east side than it is to park in their own parking lot and go to their classes.
It's easier to park in the high school.
On Nichols. It's easier to park on Nichols because it's closer to the classrooms than their own parking lot is.
I mean, that's true.
So that's what a lot of kids just do, it and they run late, pull in.
What's the street as you're going north on Nichols before you get to Serrano? There's another street off
And that is the one that's
huge traffic.
I used to pull down that street and then I used to pull into one of the side streets, drop my daughter at the corner, and make a U-turn and leave the way I came in.
That's basically still occurring today.
It's on Nichols. So. The first one before, when you're going north on Nichols, there's one street before.
And so the one that goes up, it's just the next north-south.
Yeah.
Going
north on Nichols, the first street is Serrano.
Okay.
The second street is the cul-de-sac street. That is almost near the corner.
I thought there's one before before Serrano.
No.
So it was Serrano, I think, then is where I used to, I used to go up Serrano.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, there's only one street that goes north-south. I'm bad with the streets. It's not my RD song.
I forgot the fact that Serrano, you know, it dead ends and makes the turn, then it continues as Serrano as you.
Yeah, there's a bunch of cul-de-sacs right off Serrano.
Yeah. So I used to drop her off at like Oakwood and Serrano.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and that's
still happening
now.
Colony Grove
in
Serrano?
That's happening now.
Because you didn't want to get anywhere close to Serrano.
Here's the thing. If you make it a no-stopping zone, yes, that's... A lot of people do this. They pull up to the stop sign, their kid jumps out.
That's what I would do.
And if you stop that from occurring, although it's maybe not the greatest scenario, if you stop that from occurring, you will now cause the second way to drop kids off a complete disaster. Along with the first spot, mm-hmm. in the first spot that's mm-hmm. off of.
Good thing the city has an engineer to deal with.
Yeah, it's just like we talked before. All these schools were built with the fact that kids walked to school back when these schools were first built.
It's literally the
people didn't drive. People didn't drive their kids to school. When I was going to elementary school,
you're walking.
I had about a mile walk, and I walked every day. And that's just the way it was back then.
We don't let my kids walk.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen nowadays. So, all right.
Neighborhood Watch, here's an update that did you
from see, Mary?
From Mary, yeah. Did you might have seen it? You can pass it. The big thing she wants is the concern is that the sheriff has not confirmed October 2nd as the date for the National Night Out. She needs to know if that works. I think we just tell the sheriff that's what it is and we do it. I mean, I don't know that. Mary's being nice. Wayne's being nice, but it is what it is. It doesn't work to do it in August for us, August 7th. We just won't have a crowd.
No.
Because of summer.
So you've got a paragraph here to say Neighborhood Watch continues to be viable, active deterrent to crime law enforcement issues. Participants are diligent, responsible for looking out for neighbors and the welfare of the community. Residents are grateful for the network and its effectiveness. There is some concern about how the issue of vagrants, homeless is being handled since these non-residents with their shopping carts, et cetera, are conspicuous on city streets and in the town center. If OCSD has a statement addressing the concerns, we'll distribute it through the Neighborhood Watch network for sharing. The quality and quantity of traffic involved with the four schools and the use of playing fields remains a concern, and the increase of enforcement in those areas at peak times is much appreciated by residents, as is the increase in citations for traffic and parking offenses. Residents maintain a positive and supportive view of Orange County Sheriffs and its deputies.
FYI, the sheriff will not be issuing anything on the homeless. They're knee-deep in litigation.
Right. Yeah.
They're not. They do everything by committee on those things. with the attorneys. Anyway, there's the
key is the attorneys.
Good enough. So that covers National Night Out as well. Anything on PSRs that anyone has? And Jay's not here, so it's probably tough.
No report on that.
No report.
Do they have, so they're going out quite a bit still?
They do the vacation checks. A lot.
Oh, they are, okay. Oh,
so, I mean, are they going out like two times a week?
Oh, they're a couple times a day.
Oh, great.
A couple checks a day.
So how many times do people come in, take cars, and go out?
It's probably like an hour or two a day.
Right, that's great.
So they're getting used. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, an hour or two a day. I mean,
love it. That's, I mean, literally, that's what...
Perfect.
That's what we started this whole thing on.
Mike gasses him up about every other week.
So there was some grumbling amongst a particular city council member. Is that...
She's asked for the cost of maintaining those cars.
Okay. All right. So they are getting used. I just want to make sure we got that on the record.
Yeah, they're being used.
Excellent. Thank you.
Like I say, gassed up and serviced.
I mean, that would be a very big travesty if we start.
It is a very minimal expense that we have. I want to say a couple hundred dollars a year to maintain those things. It's just
above and beyond the fact that it's saving you're talking about a contract with a law enforcement agency that is so many dollars, and this adds so much to it for
it's a force multiplier.
Fraction of yes, it's a fraction of the cost. It's literally. The reason I came to this committee in the first place is that it's so important, that car.
Well, two of the two of them, they use them. I mean, they rotate them, which ones, because I guess one's easier to drive than the other. But
yeah, I mean, I'll pitch in and we'll just take it on down to Valvoline and get them.
Well, you know, a prime example.
I'll pay them.
We don't pay registration because we're government. We're exempt.
Right. And there's no taxes on it.
So it is literally gas and oil changes and or like new tires if they need them or whatever.
Right.
So that's what it is.
I'll pay for an oil change.
And smog. They have to get smoked, but that's it.
Thank you very much.
All right, so let's move on then to crime prevention and traffic safety, the Lincoln and Wanda crosswalk. I think we mentioned that a while back. There were some questions about whether they could even do that or not.
Yeah, so candidly, I mean, Akram's been doing the other road stuff, so he has not gotten back on this one. But one of the issues that's come up is one of the residents was not happy at the thought of it being closer to his residence. So... So we want to go meet with him and talk to him and listen to him, and we said we'd get to him. It just hasn't been a priority to get.
And you have to do the curb cuts too, wasn't there something?
Well, the curb cuts are no big deal.
No, they're there. I don't know which curb cuts they're talking about because they're there.
You have to put we'd have to put the rubberized stuff in there. I think we haven't put the
dimples.
The dimples.
Oh, because it has the it's already like
it's
crosswalk.
You have to mount
to
the
there.
Dimples, so you have to do it by handicap code. You have to do that. So that's a little bit.
Yeah, and I'm the one that brought it up, but whatever the engineer says, if the engineer says it's good and it's better than what we have, then I say we do it. It cost can't be much, but that's just my opinion.
So
if it's not going to work, then let's scrap it. Never
so no,
it
nothing
again.
New. We got to meet with
the
resident.
Taft and Santiago, Orange has taken that under consideration because they own half the intersection. We pay for the light. I mean, it's our big deal. It's our deal. You can't even turn red on a light.
No.
Turn right on a red there.
No, not a rush hour.
You can't do anything. You're back there.
Stupid.
I started to turn
ever.
There today, and you know, I looked up and I'm like, oh, geez. You know,
so
careful.
It's funny, as the school year goes on, more and more people turn right on it.
Oh yeah.
Which is, thank God, it's miserable.
Maybe it was
so
a cherry
pit at
the one.
So they own half. They don't own that half. I can guarantee that.
No, but any intersection, the way it works on a joint intersection is we can't make changes without their approval, and they can't make changes without our approval. Right?
What is their point? Why is they dragging their feet? Do they want something from us or something?
No, they don't see the need because it doesn't affect their city traffic.
I might have to.
It does, and it really doesn't. If you look at it, it doesn't affect anything that comes from
Orange. So the problem right now is getting them to the table right now?
They're at the table. They're just getting them to agree to it because they have to change and they have to resynchronize the lights. So there'll be some expense because I'm not going to just
What if we
the
cover
thing.
Their expense?
I'm not going to cover the whole thing. I'm not going to synchronize their lights.
How much is that, though? What's the problem?
You know, unfortunately, we'd have to, it's just, you know, $10,000 when you're set, something like that. Yeah, they got to resynchronize. They're all. Unfortunately, they're not cheap. They're all motorized and locked in. And
I don't understand. We got Knox keys. Just roll in, boom. There's a couple different patterns on the lights. You can hit them to stop. You can change some of it right then and there.
But you got to deal with theirs too. And we
that
have.
Actually, you're probably programmed now.
Yeah. I mean, they're probably more different now.
Yeah. And we don't have choice to. We don't have choice
exactly.
to touch
right
their.
All that does give you flashing reds.
Yeah.
I know.
But there are also different patterns you can put it like.
Not the ones we used to have where I worked.
Yeah, well, ours are cool.
He's got LA County.
Yeah. All we could do is make them flashing reds back
That's
in my day.
Pretty much all that.
Yeah.
Okay, the center and Villa Park Road, we're just waiting for the budget year, and we're going to be putting in some of those flashing cross lights that for pedestrians. So I just got to get through the budget year to get July 1st. So. I just stay on there until we get it completed. There's nothing really to do there.
Okay.
We're going to put those lights like they have down there in is it Grijalva Park or whatever you call it. Pedestrians, it's really...
Oh, yeah.
Everybody says nice things about really good things about it, so...
Can't hurt. right?
Yep.
Okay, we'll move on to the last item, then committee member comments. Anyone have anything that they
The council unanimously approved the sheriff's contract for this year, which maintains, for the record, the SRO for a year. Everything's in place, because I know that was some of the concerns that came up before.
Yeah.
But the council approved 5-0, the sheriff's contract with no comment, I don't think, except thank you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was nothing but positive. I mean, none of us like to see the increase that we saw, and Steve fought very, very, very hard for our city to keep the increase.
Yeah, we saw a 7.5% increase.
Right, I mean, but, you know, from my calculations when I see stuff going on, they also... Also dole it out a little too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of services this small city gets that.
Well, right. they are charging for those now.
Right.
Now they are.
Yeah,
they are.
Now that's folded in. So from here on forward, they don't really have that leg to stand on. And that was...
But that was sort of... Barnes is a different person than Sheriff Hutchins, and he sort of had taken over the reins of the contract and said, you guys are going to pay. Partly, I'll be real honest, the South County cities, the contract cities all said, hey, we want to do a study to see if we're getting enough, you know, and he said, okay, fine, I'm going to charge you for everything you do.
Right.
You just open that can of worms, here we go.
If you kind of poke them, I mean, what do you expect if you're going to poke them about stuff like that? Because quite frankly, all of us know that we got stuff that we didn't pay for.
Yeah, well, his attendance here and stuff like those meetings, is they don't charge.
They don't charge. I mean, now, so now they're going to...
They're going to sort of incrementally up our time.
So. The only thing, comment besides that I had, if I may go first, is just repeated, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, see repeated emails from residents on Prado Woods about speeding.
Okay, so there is an ongoing, I had the resident of Nick lives next door to the guy who writes repeated emails.
He was here for public comment a couple meetings, city council meetings ago too.
The guy from Prado Woods on the corner.
Yes.
He moved in about a year ago or three months ago, whatever. The guy next door to him said there is no, it's not as much of a problem, and he's been there. And the guy in Prado Woods now is parking his pickup truck
right
in a way that blocks the intersection so you can't see. You got to slow down, otherwise you can't see.
Right.
So the deputy has been down there three times one day because you couldn't see around the corner without...
He's parked legally on the where he's at?
Well, only after the deputy talked to him about how many feet you had to be away, and they've had discussions.
Okay.
So it's been an ongoing discussion about good that. Lord. Now he's sort of taking things, I'm going to park, back it up, and the deputy would go away and he'd back it up, and, you know, they play that game, and, you know. So
people
anyway.
Should not be taking the law in their own hands. But
well, he understandably is concerned about people flying around.
Absolutely.
That corner.
I mean, which is legitimate. I mean, I have similar concerns where I live about people blowing the stop sign or.
So he's complaining about what kind of suggestions has he put out there? I mean, is he in favor of speed bumps or?
He's talking about speed bumps, but the other residents are like, oh, that's going to be near. You know, you're going to be.
I'm torn about it. The one thing I do think speed bumps could potentially do. If you had enough speed bumps, I mean, I think residents, we could probably get used to it, but I think it might stop the flow of traffic from people trying to take the shortcut to the town center, because that's probably what a lot of the speeders are doing, is they're using that as a shortcut to go from,
sure,
because they want to get to the town center quicker.
Sure. The sheriff is not supportive of speed bumps.
They're not. Okay.
They don't believe, they believe active enforcement is, you know, it's a cultural thing. They got to, you know, you got to cite a few times and get people knowing that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, there for a while I had talked about closing off a portion of the entrance to Prado Woods from Villa Park Road and maybe only making it a one-way traffic. But I spent some time talking to some people in the area and I didn't think it was going to fly.
Yeah, no, I think, and the speed bumps, the thing, the guy next door is just as adamant about it's not a problem. And, you know,
You talk about the guy next door to the guy that's complaining?
Mm-hmm.
So one house in from the corner on the same side of the street? Okay.
He's a long-term resident saying he has no issues.
Right.
This guy came in and started creating issues when he moved in. So you got that sort of like, there's...
I walked that street quite a bit.
A little bit of Hatfield, McCoy, and I heard...
You never come by and say hi.
I don't know where you live.
I'm right where Prado Circle and the street is. So
I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. I didn't even know the street was called Prado Woods. But
after the meeting, I guarantee we'll let you know where he lives, and it'll be very obvious where he lives.
Public record, anyways.
What?
But
where I live.
Oh.
So the sheriff's recommendation is increased enforcement. Just drive. They do. The deputy told me last Friday he had three or four drive-bys, and the residents have to see them, the black and whites rolling right. by, and he says that'll slow things down. That's the only thing that would work, an occasional stop along the way, if it's happening. But right, like true. He told the guy, if the resident, if I don't see it happening, it isn't happening.
And we cannot waste resources on it.
And he says, I will not sit here and do a stop for 30 minutes
waiting.
I don't
think they can run radar on that street. It's not a radar-certified street. It's a residential street, I don't believe.
No, they've had the trailer on the street before.
Yeah,
that's
trailer,
just Mike.
Trailer, yes, just but trailer not there. From an enforcement standpoint.
Oh, really? You have to have a radar certified street?
To run radar or LIDAR. Now, it doesn't mean that the officer, based upon his or her training experience...
Can't say they're speeding.
Can't say that they're driving at unsafe speed for conditions. Mm-hmm. And they just have to go into court and that has
but,
to be...
But he has to see them doing it. It's just exactly. driving by and seeing nothing. That's,
right.
that's what the deputy says. If I drive by there and there's nothing going on, because I'm not going to stop and sit there wait for 30 minutes for somebody to drive by, because he goes, the minute they see a black and white there, they're not speeding.
They're not speeding, yeah.
And so he says, so he goes, I know the guy wants me to sit there. And he goes, but there's just no point.
And it's a complete waste of resources.
It is.
Well, he says, I'd rather drive by, and as I drive by...
Unfortunately, if the sheriff goes down there, they spend some time out there, they don't see any cars, they don't catch any speeders, and they say, this is what we got, and they don't have anything, then it should be done. I mean,
the other guy believes there's a problem. He really does. So,
and I also think that truck parked there, I mean, if you're concerned about your kids, I think that truck is even worse.
Right.
Well, that's what the neighbors are not complaining about, his truck.
Because I think if, you know, your kids are out playing and residents are making that turn, they would be blocked if their kids had a ball go out and they were running out after it, where you can see across that corner, you could see if there was kids there.
Yeah. Sightline is the issue.
The way it is now, it's even worse than people speeding. So if he's doing that to slow people down, he's actually making it a worse situation.
Yeah. Well, it's just something I think we'll have to, you know.
The deputies and the lieutenant are very aware of it, and they've talked to both sides on the residents, and you know they know the story. It's just
in the loop. That's all we ask.
Part of it is it's like the guys, the deputy says, I've been down there 3 times. I've seen nothing.
Right.
So except the truck in the way.
What they need to do is move down by me, because all the sheriff's deputies kind of know it's a little sweet spot right there by my house, and so they're on it all the time. Because people park there to kind of hang out in the sun, I guess. I don't know. And so they're always down there, so I'm good with it.
Okay. Anyone else got anything?
Rich, you got anything?
Not much.
Okay. I don't have anything.
Eric?
Okay.
I'll let you guys know if we hear any more on the fire.
Please. All right. Well, let's push for the next meeting then. Sometime in September then.
You guys got your calendars? Give me a date.
Well, yeah, and my wife and I are leaving on vacation, and we're going to Hawaii in September, so
hopefully not the volcanic Hawaii.
Yeah.
Rich was going to a place that was right that's no longer existing.
So I think the 10th.
Oh, wow.
I think the 10th will work for me. That's the second week in second Monday, which is what we've been typically doing, right?
Yeah. Second Monday, yeah.
Yeah, so September 10th.
10 at 6 o'clock, okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. September 10th at 6 o'clock.
Everyone knows I live on Prado Woods. I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah. Okay, we good?
It's all public record. Yeah.